Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Yes, it is Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. And God is still on the throne, and God is still in charge. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We thank God for you, you and you, men and women of God, intercessory prayer warriors, 144.5 and over. We thank God. Those that are praying from the north, the south, the east, and the west, we are praying without ceasing. Yes, we are. And we know that God is a God that can do anything but fail. We thank God for our sponsors, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Funeral service located 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. A traveling man of God is doing the work of God there for you and your family in time of need, the loss of a loved one. You know what? You can always give him a call if you need his services. 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, waiting for your call. He's there to service you and your family, your loved ones, in time of need. When that transition takes place, he's there for you. 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Give him a call, 410-327-3100. Thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your beautiful, beautiful family. We thank God for Shanita Kelly. Shanita Kelly, our realtor and broker, available for you if you're in the market of selling your home or if you'd like to purchase a new home. She's a praying woman there to help you make that transition a powerful, blessed one. If you're selling your home or purchasing a new one, and help you get your finances in order, too. That's the good thing about it. She's there to be with you every part of that transition of moving from one home to the next home, selling the home that you're now in, or purchase a new one. Okay? Shanita Kelly is the woman to call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. Give Shanita Keller a call today. Let her know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. 443-854-0977. Serious woman of God, there to help you and assist you in the time when you're planning to make a change in your living quarters. All right, don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And Dr. David Gaines could be reached by calling 443-449-3631, 443-449-3631, Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God, there to help you with that natural hairstyle. He have a barber on site. You got to give him a call, make an appointment at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, master electrician. And we thank God for him. If you stand in need of bread or pastries, you can give him a call in advance at 443-449-3631. He's servicing our community and has been doing it since COVID. He's truly, truly a blessing. In fact, he's been doing it before COVID even started. And he's still doing the work that God has called him out to do. Thank you, Dr. David Gaines. And God bless your beautiful wife, Demetria, graduating this coming Saturday. We want to commend you. Graduating this coming Saturday from Philadelphia School of the Bible. God is truly good. Also want to commend the individuals that graduated this past Saturday from Emoji homeschooling program. We thank God for them. I was the speaker for them, the commencement speaker, and I want to thank God for them inviting me out to be a part of that service. So we want to bless their souls and thank God for the children and the parents that are homeschooling their children. It's not an easy job, but it's a job that will benefit the parents and the children and our community. All right. Emoji homeschooling program. God bless you real good. And we see the graduates going off to do great and mighty things. Thank God for you over and over and over again. Thank you, God. All right, we're going to go to the Word of God. We know that's the Word that's keeping us. But we got to believe in the Word and trust in the Word, knowing that God could do anything but fail. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. Thank you, God. And we believe you and we trust in you. We never doubt. Because you know what? He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Let's go to Psalm 91. And we should know this by heart. This is our psalm of protection, my dear ones. Thank God for his protection from seen and unseen danger. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flew by day. Thank you, God. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, God. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yeah, there's a reward for the wicked. Mm-hmm. The Word of God says that in Psalm 91, verse 8. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, that dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. And don't forget, salvation is free. Our song of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. And encourage your loved ones to read Psalm 91. We thank God for his angels, and I believe in angels. He's assigned angels to each and every one of us. Call on our prosperity angels. Call on our angels of healing, our angels of grace, our angels of protection. Call on our angels. Yes, they've been assigned to each and every one of us. We thank God. We thank God. And we thank God. Let's go to Psalm 37. Somebody's going through something this morning. They need to make a decision. They feel like everybody's against them. Somebody even feel like giving up. But God said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I will fight your battle for you. Even in the midst of you making wrong decisions, you still call upon the Lord and say, forgive me, Lord. I made the wrong decision, not you. I decided to take that left instead of going to the right. I decided not to walk down the straight and narrow. God gives us choices, my dear ones. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You have a choice. Thank you, God. Let's go to Psalm 35. Someone may be going to court this morning. Somebody may be going to work this morning. Somebody may be waking up in the midst of all types of confusion in your neighborhood, in your home. You need this. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. You're going to be persecuted, men and women of God. Think it not strange. Yes, you are. The Word of God tells us that we're going to have trials and tribulations. Didn't they persecute Jesus Christ? They're not only persecuting, but they crucified him. My God, my God, my God. Draw also thy spirit against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. I am thy salvation. Thanks be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 31, verses 1 through 3. Call out to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He wants to hear from you this morning. Thank you, God. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. Thank you, God. Find someone that you could pray with, that you could trust, that knows the Lord, that's living according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It's okay to go to counselors. The word of God talks about counselors. But we pray that this a Christian counselor that's going to pray with you, that's going to go into the word of God. Thank you, God. The word of God will strengthen you, guide you, and lead you, and direct you. And the word of God will keep you. Yes, he will, and protect you. Thank you, God. Let's go to Psalm 37. I'm getting excited this morning about what God is doing in your life and in my life. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord. That's what you got to do first of all. After you accept him as your personal Savior, you trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily what? Thou shalt be fed. And he's going to feed you spiritually and physically. That's the kind of God I serve. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Not wishing evil upon no one. What goes around, come around. Amen? That goes for the men and women of God, too. What goes around, come around. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Yes, he will. Commit thy way unto the Lord. First of all, you got to trust in him. Do good. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he's going to give you the desires of your heart. But then you got to commit. You got to be committed. You got to be committed to the Lord, not to man. And if you're committed to the Lord, you'll do the right thing. Bible study, praying, studying the word of God, keeping your word to God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, God. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop telling everybody your problems. They're happy to know that you got problems. Tell everybody about your blessings. That jealous spirit will rise up in those folk and cause you to miss out on your blessings. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Won't God do it? Yes, he will. Again, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. God has an inheritance for you, and it will bring no sorrow. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth. It's not weak. You're not being weak. Meekness is not a sign of being weak. We're strong men and women in the Lord. We're not going to let people run over top of us. We are not doormats, men and women of God. We're not doormats. We're not to be abused verbally, physically, mentally, or emotionally. You are men and women of God. We're soldiers fighting a battle, and we're strong in the Lord. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Peace. The word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker. They shall be called the children of God. Dr. Martin Luther King was a peacemaker. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. Yeah, there's somebody plotting against you right now. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. That's why you got to stay prayed up. That's why you got to know how to fast and pray. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming. They ain't getting away with nothing. I know it's not proper English, but they ain't getting away with nothing. When individuals plot against a man or woman of God, you're living according to the word of God. You're honoring the Lord. You're serving God. They ain't getting away with nothing. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord already know what's coming to them. He's fighting your battle right now. The wicked have drawn out their sword, have bent their bow, and cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as upright conversation. Is your conversation upright? Are you letting someone know how good God is? Are you letting someone know I'm trusting in God? No matter what's going on, I may be incarcerated for something I didn't do, but I'm still trusting in God. They may be ready to destroy me, but I'm trusting in God. They may be speaking all manners of evil against me, but I'm trusting in God. I know what God could do. I know the battle is not mine. It is the Lord's. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. But your conversation should be encouraging, motivating. I'm waiting on the Lord. Faith without works is dead. They sword you into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. I thank God for the little bit that he's blessing me with. And you thank and be appreciative of the little bit, and he'll bless you with more. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the little bit. He can multiply. Didn't he do it with the two fish and the loaves of bread? God can multiply. Thank you, Jesus, for multiplying in my life. Thank you, God. His multiplication table is not like your multiplication table. Thank you, God. A little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And what? Their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Their inheritance shall be forever. Not just for one day, one year. God is blessing someone right now. God is keeping you right now. God is restoring all the locusts have stolen from you. Yes, he is. He's restoring. You receive it in Jesus' name. Stop murmuring and complaining. Cry out to God and say, I surrender all to you, all my problems, all my situations. I surrender all. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God is a good God. He's opening doors. He's blessing you. He's healing you. He's leading you and directing you. Do you trust him? You say you trust him on Sunday morning, you praise God, you worship God, you give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Fall out on the floor, roll all over the church floor, shout on Sunday. But what about Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday? Are you still trusting God? Are you still believing God? Hold your head up high. He's got your back. He's got everything that you need. But you got to trust him. You got to obey him. You got to follow the men and women of God that are living according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Do you trust him this morning? Do you obey? Because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That Bernie's more right. God is healing. He's still in the healing business. We thank God for you, Cheryl Purvey and Deacon Purvey. God is still doing a great work in your life. We thank God for you, Monique, Pastor Rosie Colbia. We thank God for you. Trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. Vicky, Victoria, we're praying for you. Christopher, we're praying for you. Sister Burdette of Washington, we're praying for you. God is able. God knows your ever cry. He will answer you by and by. Just have a little talk of Jesus, and he will make it right. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Pray over your medication. Those of you that are on medication, pray over it. Pray over it. Then God will do the rest. Thank you, God. Tracy Long, we are praying for you. Glory, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's doing a marvelous work in your life. Anthony, we are praying for you. James, we are praying for you. Bishop Greg Gilmore, Senior, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, we're praying for you. God is able. Pastor Melissa Gilmore, God is truly able. He's doing a great and mighty work in your church. Minister Sharon, we're praying for you. Yes, God is real. Minister Duffy, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is still a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Gospel Tabernacle Church, we're praying for you. God is still on the throne, Bishop Reginald Kennedy. He knows exactly what to do. He knows what you're going through. That's why God is going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Evangelist Danny Griffith, God is taking care of you. Trust and obey. Put everything and everyone in God's hands. Hallelujah. We can't open our doors to Satan. We can't let everybody come into our lives. We can't let everybody come into our homes. Sometimes it's a trick of the enemy to get you off course. We're praying for you, Christopher. We're praying for you, Jonathan. Yes, we are. We're praying for the entire family of Evangelist Janet Griffith. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Yes, we're praying for you, Sister Greta. He knows what you're going through. Uh-huh. And God will take care of you. Trust in him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, God. We're praying for New Union Baptist Church. Deacon Theodore Price. Deacon Leon Terry. Deacon Spain. We're praying for you. God is there with you every step of the way. Reverend Johnson, Reverend Thomas, men of God, we are praying for you. Elder Dawn Smith, we are praying for you, Elder Annette Smith. Pastor Mines, we are praying for you. First Lady Mines, we are praying for you. Blood of Redemption Church, God said to pray without ceasing and trust him and never doubt. He's going to bring you out. Our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, National Guard, Honor Guard, we're praying for your protection. as you protect our country. We're praying for you, Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Maddie Hightower. God is a healer. Yes, he is. He's still healing. He's still in the healing business, Mother Annie Green. God is still in the healing business. He knows all about your aches and pains. Thank you, God. We know that God is a healer. Touch that heart of that individual that may be going through heart surgery right now. Touch their lungs and let them breathe freely. We come against arthritis and bursitis and diabetes. We come against, Father God, COVID-19. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. The side effects, the effects that people still have it after having COVID. We come against that disease, the newly established diseases. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that you're able. Protect us right now, Father God. Keep us holy. Keep us whole. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. And we're claiming that healing right now. Rosie Trahan, God is a healer. Kayla, God is a healer. Dominique, Loretta, and Larita, God is a healer. We're praying for Larita and her son that recently moved to Florida. God will watch over him and keep him and protect him. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Dr. Ron Green, Dr. Jill, we're praying for you. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you. He's right there every step of the way. When the doctor said no, God says yes. By his stripes, you are healed. No matter what the doctor say, whose report are you going to believe? My God, my God, my God. Someone thought they wouldn't be living today, but you are still here by the grace of God. Because God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus, Sister Esther. Keep right on praying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bobby Gladden. Brenda Gladden. Keep right on praying. Keep right on rejoicing in the Lord. Continue to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. He's doing great and mighty things. Same God yesterday, today, and forever. Pray without ceasing, AJ. Chaplain Thomas, look to the Lord, Morant family, in the loss of your mom, Evelyn Morant. She's going home to be with the Lord, and we thank God. We know that Patricia Price is going home to be with the Lord, and we thank God. We all belong to God, and we know that there's a time for everything. As the book of Ecclesiastes says, yes, there's a time for everything. We're going to miss our loved ones, but there is a time for everything. We are praying for the body of Christ, men and women of God. Stay in the word. Trust God. God has blessings in store for you. Live according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Walk by faith and not by sight, Diane Green, TJ Staten. Walk by faith and not by sight. Believe and trust God. Tyrone Staten, we're praying for you. We're praying for you and your family. Continue to serve God. James, we're praying for you. Whatever you're going through, God knows all about your trials. He knows all about your situation. Call upon the name of the Lord. He will hear and answer you. Shanita Kelly. Zariel Kelly, be obedient to the word of God. Zariel Kelly, be obedient to the word of God. Let God lead and direct you. We thank God for the A's. We thank God for the good report. But trust in God, my dear ones. Diamond, we thank God for you, a veterinarian, loving the animals that God has created. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight, my dear child. God is with you. Ryel Kelly, yes, he is, every step of the way. He's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Felisa and those in Imaji homeschooling, we thank God for you being a blessing to the children. Teachers all over the world, in our elementary schools, our junior high schools, our middle schools, our senior high schools. We're praying for our teachers, our professors, our instructors. Arthur Cage, Professor Arthur Cage, we're praying for you. We're praying that God will protect all of our children from seen and unseen danger. We'll lift up our children as they go to school, college, and universities, trade schools. We're praying for you that God will be with you and guide you and lead you. As you go off to work today, my dear ones, we're praying that God will watch over you and keep you. We're praying against those that are using illegal weapons, destroying lives of our loved ones. We're praying, Father God, they will lay down the guns, that you will touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. Let them know that life is precious. Let them learn how to deal with their anger in another manner. My God, my God, my God, you touch them, God, right now. Let them experience the power of the Almighty Living God. Let them surrender to you. Let them cry out to you and surrender to you. Thank you, God, for keeping out those illegal weapons out of the hands of our children. My God, my God, they need a touch from you. They need to hear from you. Speak to them, Lord. Let them know that you're the answer. We lift up our President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray, Father God, for our Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her spouse and her family in its entirety. We pray for our senators, our governors, our elected officials, our mayors, congresspersons, House of Representatives, our delegates. We are praying, Father God, that they will cry out to you, our newly elected officials, Father God. Let them do right by you and not by man. We pray, Father God, for those that think that they're doing right and don't know any better. We are praying for them too, Father God. Those that have not surrendered their lives to you, we are praying, Father God, that they will hear from you on today, that they will surrender their lives to you, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? And you will touch them individually and collectively. We are praying, Father God, that you said, Father God, that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. You said, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. We're turning to you this morning, Father God, and we know that you hear and answer all prayers. It may be yes, no, maybe, wait, you're not ready yet. We're calling on you this morning, Father God, because you are the answer. You are the way. You are the truth, and you are the light. Somebody need to totally surrender to the Almighty Living God. Let those things go that you think you need. You need Jesus. Thank you, God. We lift up Pastor Linda Smith, her family in its entirety. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up, hallelujah, Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We lift up his wife, Sandra Green. Send forth healing, not only physically, but mental healing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Touch them, Father God. Tanisha in Norfolk, Virginia. Touch her and bless her. Touch her sons, her daughters. Touch them, Father God, right now. Bring that family together as one. Bless with Tanisha with whatever she's standing in need of. Make a way out of no way for her. Thank you, God. Touch Wallace, Father God, Green Jr., wherever he may be. Touch him, Father God. Touch Brandon, Mike, and Kobe, Heather, and her husband. Touch them, Father God. Maddie Green in Tennessee. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let her surrender to you, Father God, and her daughter, Courtney, and her sons. Touch them right now, Father God. Bring families together as one. Apostle Murray Edwards, we are praying for you. Your son, we are praying for him. Yes, we are. Billy Edwards, we are praying for you. Billy Edwards Jr., we are praying for you too. God is able. We pray for Jackie Bell, those that's in nursing homes, in the hospitals, assisted living facilities. We are praying for you. God is a healer, and God can make a way out of no way. Don't give up. Surrender to God's unchanging hand. Someone standing in need of a job. a career. Make a way out of no way. Bless them right now. Someone said searching for a home. Father God, let the home that they find be a blessing and not a burden. We pray for those that's behind the prison walls, that they'll surrender to you. Let it become a place of worship. The warden, all of those that are working there, the guards, the doctors that go in, the psychologists, counselors, the therapists. We pray for those, Father God, that go into the prisons, that they will pray without ceasing. And those, Father God, that have not surrendered to you, let them surrender to you right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those that's going to court this morning. Father God, make it known that you're the judge above all judges. You're the lawyer above all lawyers. We're praying for someone that's staying in need, Father God, of prosperity in their finances. Make a way out of no way. Bless them with the favor of God. Let them hear from you. Thank you, God. Bless someone right now that don't know which direction to go in, all confused. Father God, touch their mind right now. Let them have a mind stayed on you. Father God, let them know you make the right decision if they just cry out to you and depend upon you and wait on you. We thank you, Father God. We crying out to you this morning, knowing that you're able, that you could do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We thank you, Father God, for healing, deliverance from drugs and alcohol. That individual need to be healed, Father God, and delivered from alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Deliverance from lying and stealing and backbiting. Deliverance. Deliver the false prophets. They've been sending out false prophecy. Deliver them, Father God, with your word. Thank you, God, that your will be done, not our will, but we pray that God's will be done. Archbishop Alamasi, we are praying for you. King Alamasi, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. We know what God can do. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet, my dear ones. I want you to hear me this morning. He has not failed you. Touch our homes, family members, our children, our boss, our neighbors. Thank you, God. Protect us as we walk through the streets, the counties. Be with us, Father God, and guide us and lead us. Someone have lost a loved one. Father God, we are praying for them. Strengthen the family in its entirety. Draw them closer to you and not to the world. We thank you right now for the postal workers, those that are driving the trucks, the Amazon workers, UPS workers. We are praying for you as you go through the hot days, the cold days, the weather, as you deliver our packages. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. We are praying for you, each and every one of you, doctors and lawyers, anesthesiologists, our staff that are in the hospitals. We are praying for you that you will call upon the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, God. We know you can do anything but fail. We're praying right now, Father God. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch someone's mind right now that's confused, walking the streets all night long. Touch that prostitute, Father God. Touch him or her. Touch them right now that they have a change in their life. They no longer walk the streets, Father God, in that manner, but they'll walk the streets for Jesus Christ. Save their souls. Deliver them from evil, the hands of the evil one. We thank you right now. We know that you're doing a great work. We know that you could do anything but fail. And bless the leadership, the archbishops, the bishops, the apostles, the prophets that you have called, the evangelists, the missionaries, cardinals, the popes. Touch them right now, our deacons and deaconess, trustees in the church, our choir members, parishioners, those that clean the floors. Michael, we are praying for you, Michael Farmer, and your wife, and your marriage. We're praying for you. We're praying for marriages, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be on one accord. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. Be faithful to God. and be faithful to one another. We're praying, Father God, without ceasing, because you told us to. And we are being obedient to the word of God. Then we're going to trust you. We're going to commit our lives to you and walk by faith and not by sight. We found the answer. We learned how to pray. Heal someone this morning that stand in need of healing. Deliver someone this morning that stand in need of a deliverance. Bless us as we go. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. And watch God move in your life. Trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them up. Leave them there. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells you so. Bless our homes with the spirit of peace and love and happiness and joy. Go into our homes, Father God. We're praying for the saved as well as the unsaved. Let them cry out to you and surrender to you. We thank you right now for your angels that you dispatch around us today. As we travel, bless our cars, our trains, our buses. Bless us in our traveling on this day. Protect us, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. We come against anything that's not of you. And we're going to praise you and glorify you and magnify you. Bless his name. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. We're going to place it on our altar and pray for you. Yes, we're praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. We are praying without ceasing. God bless you. Real good. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Send us your prayer request, your praise report. I want to hear from you. God is still in charge. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday. God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And I'm walking by faith. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will continue to do in your life. God bless you real good.